You're listening to SBS News.
An FBI raid on former U.S. President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home has many calling for an explanation. Mr. Trump says agents broke into his safe and has since condemned the raid, calling it prosecutorial misconduct and the weaponization of the justice system to prevent him from running for the presidency again. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says no one at the White House was briefed on the raid.
So first off, and you've heard us say this many times at this podium, you've heard the president say this, the Justice Department conducts investigations independently, and we leave any law enforcement matters to them. It would not be appropriate for us to comment on any ongoing investigations. I can say that President Biden has been unequivocal since the campaign. He believes in the rule of law, in the independence of the Justice Department investigations, that those investigations should be free from political influence, and he has held that commitment as president.
The search was part of the Justice Department's investigation into Mr. Trump's removal of presidential records considered official government property from the White House at the end of his term in January of 2021. A federal law called the U.S. Presidential Records Act requires the preservation of memos, letters, notes, emails, faxes, and other written communications related to a president's official duties. Mr. Trump's Republican allies in Congress have accused prosecutors of political foul play. One of them is House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
No, I think what you're finding is this is unprecedented. And the thing we believe in America, I mean, my office is directly across from the Supreme Court. There's the statue, I think there's the Lady of Justice. She's blindfolded with a scale that's supposed to be equal. We now find that justice in America is not equal. It's determined upon whether you want to go after a political person or not. And you go after your political foes, I think that's wrong. It's unprecedented that you would go into a former president. Why wouldn't they just ask the president if they have something there that they want? He surely would have provided it to them. Why did they have to show up in the manner they did? Because this isn't the way they treated other people. This isn't the way they treated other people within their own party.
Republican Representative Mike Turner of the state of Ohio, a ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, says an investigation into the actions of the Federal Bureau of Investigation for the Mar-a-Lago search will be conducted.
Well, certainly this is going to be significant investigations by Congress into the actions of the FBI. This is so unprecedented, so outside the realm of anything that anyone has seen in history, where a sitting president's attorney general has approved raiding the home of the past president and possible future presidential candidate against the sitting president. This is something certainly that bears a high level of scrutiny because it certainly rises to the level of significant constitutional questions of the actions of the president, the actions of the attorney general, and the actions of the FBI director.
Hours after denouncing the FBI's raid on his Florida home as political persecution, Mr. Trump released a campaign-style video that may be the strongest hint yet that he plans to run against President Joe Biden in 2024. This is an excerpt from the 3-minute and 47-second video.
We are a nation that in many ways has become a joke. But soon we will have greatness again. It was hardworking patriots like you who built this country, and it is hardworking patriots like you who are going to save our country. There is no mountain we cannot climb. There is no summit we cannot reach. There is no challenge we cannot meet. There is no victory we cannot have. We will not bend, we will not break, we will not yield, ever, ever, ever. We will never give in, we will never give up, and we will never, ever back down.
Mr. Trump has tried to turn the news that the FBI had searched his Florida estate to his benefit, citing the investigation in text messages and emails soliciting political donations from his supporters. He says he is the most persecuted person in American history.
A friend of mine recently said that I was the most persecuted person in the history of our country. And then I thought about it, because I didn't have time to think much, because I'm always being persecuted. And I felt, you know, he may very well be right. What a terrible thing.
Kyle Condick is a political analyst at the University of Virginia Center for Politics. He says Mr. Trump and Republicans are creating a narrative amid an information vacuum.
Well, look, I mean, Trump is great at playing the victim. And again, Trump is going to be able to say more about this and frame this in ways that I don't think the FBI necessarily will, because the FBI, DOJ, they're typically pretty tight-lipped about these things. And into the vacuum of information about what happened, Trump and Republicans fill that vacuum by basically casting this as some sort of witch hunt.
Mr. Trump remains confident that he will be reelected in 2024.
This is the year we're going to take back the House. We're going to take back the Senate. We're going to take back America. And in 2024, most importantly, we are going to take back our beautiful, magnificent White House.
Mr. Condick says Republicans may ultimately decide that Trump's legal baggage is too great to carry him to victory in 2024.
It's not like Donald Trump's electoral record is like Ronald Reagan's or Franklin Roosevelt's or even Richard Nixon's. So, you know, Nixon, there's a lot of Nixon comparisons in the news. This was right around the time, 48 years ago, that Nixon resigned. But, you know, Trump is not, I think he's maybe a little overrated as a presidential candidate, even though I think he probably put forth some changes to the electorate that on balance have helped Republicans. But, you know, Republicans might be better off if they could, you know, have a different candidate who nonetheless was able to exploit some of the changes that Trump made to the electorate. And, you know, in a Republican primary setting, the baggage may not matter all that much. In a general election setting, I think the baggage probably does still matter. And Trump is probably weaker now than he was in 2020.
Mr. Trump was not present at the time of the raid, as he was in New York at Trump Tower. The former president, who has made his club in Palm Beach his home since leaving the White House in January of 2021, has generally spent summers at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, because Mar-a-Lago typically closes for the summer. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.